6 Perek Kalayim, Mishnah Gimel. This halacha of grapevines that are draped on a structure, and the way it would be set up is in the beginning of the season, you just have the base of the grapevine, and you support that on the structure, and as the summer continues, the branches go out and cover the entire structure. So, Hamadla es hagepen amikses api fioros. He supports his grapevine on a certain part of the structure that is set up to support the extended branches that are going to grow. Lo yavizera el tachas amoisa. Even though it did not yet spread to cover the entire structure, still it's also to plant in any part of the structure. So we have a chiddush over here that even though at the time you're planting, there's no connection. It could be a few amas away. It could be 6 amas away from the grapevine. But since the intent is the grapevine will eventually spread and be over the area you're planting, even now you're not allowed to plant it. Maybe lo kiddush, but if you plant it over there, it does not become other b'diavad, because it's just a hachokah. It's not really a situation that you're planting the two together. Simhilech hachodosh also. If afterwards the branches did come and they covered over the grain which was planted, and you left the grain there and it continued growing 1/200th more, then the grain that's underneath the vine will become other. And we'll also ask for the vine. The same thing applies. He uses a tree that does not have fruit to be the support of the grapevine. The same halacha applies. Then once again, that you should not plant in any area of that. You should not plant grain or the like underneath any part of that tree. But if you did, it's mutter until the grapevine actually spreads and grows on top of the grain and the like that you planted.